Hello, everybody. I'm Dr. B from 96B4U Media. Let's talk about what a healthy relationship looks like. So, this is Series 2, Episode 2 from What Toxic Relationship Is. Last week, we talked about toxic relationships. So, this week, let's talk about healthy relationships. Whether it be with family, friends, or co-workers, or associations. Now, healthy relationships is something that you build upon. Healthy relationships actually grow. And there are some growing pains. Sometimes you get in a relationship too soon at the infancy stage, and you're like, oh, this is my best friend. Oh, we're going to be friends forever. And sometimes that is not, because, as you know, as we develop, as we mature, as we change, those little kindergarten relationships, sometimes the people that we have grow with us, and sometimes they don't. So then we know them, but we don't know them. So I want you to be cognizant of that and understand what it really is and what you really want in a relationship. What does it look like? A healthy relationship is a relationship that supports one another. A relationship is where you can have crystal clear communication. A healthy relationship, you are transparent. You don't have to be something that you're not. You're not putting on a facade. So, okay, I'll give you an example. What you see on this camera, how you see all my videos, is actually how I am in life. I fuss, whatever I'm doing in those videos or you see me on the street is the same way that I'm in life. I am not one way in life and another. Like, I'm very transparent. So what you see is what you get. So I'm not trying to hide, I was told, well, Ceci, maybe you need to put on some makeup and stuff like that. But man, I was like, no, people want to see natural. Not saying I don't get dressed up and I don't wear my makeup and I don't wear my heels. There is a time and place when I feel like doing that, when I feel like it. This is not an everyday occurrence where I'm putting makeup on my face. For me, it's a personal preference, but also I have some issues that makeup does not agree with me, and that's okay. And I learned to do that. So when I find something that doesn't agree with me, I try to fix it or try to make it. So out of that, that might be, okay, well, I have an allergy to soap, so I'll make my own soap. I have an allergy to perfume, so I'll make my own perfume. These are things that I do. Now, I'm not saying you have to, but this is what I do to make it feasible for me and make things work. So that's what I mean about being transparent. So what you see me being going through, what I go through, like at the time, and we go through growth spurts. At the time, I been vegan. It was vegan raw. And then I just let everybody know I'm not vegan anymore. Now, I got a good recipes. Do they help? They help certain people. And my belief on that is, we'll discuss later down. That's not about this video, but I'm showing you relationship, healthy. Now, do I argue? Am I happy, blasé all the time? Heck no. I have my down times. I have my cry moments. I have my moments, but they are a moment in time. And sometimes they can last a little bit longer than most people like, and sometimes they don't. My moments, I like that I can be myself. My moments, I'm expressing myself, but then sometimes I even have gotten caught up in what it is about other people when I'm saying that. I don't let them see the sadness, me crying, me being upset, or everything, because of what I was taught. I was programmed to believe by my family, you don't cry. When you cry, that's a weakness. You never cry. You suck it up and you deal with it. But then again, I went into the military. So what does that tell you? You suck it up and you deal with it. If Navy wanted you to cry, or the Army wanted you to cry, or the Air Force or the Marine wanted to cry, they would provide you the tears to cry. That is the attitude that the military has. Just saying. Keeping it real. 100. But getting back to healthy relationships. Someone that you can let your hair down. You don't have to be on guard. You're stiff. You're like, what are they going to think? No. Someone that you can say stuff and they'll give an opinion and they're not being judgmental about what you said. Now, some of it can be off the wall. Now, long as you're not talking about murdering somebody or, you know, blowing up people, blowing yourself up or cutting on yourself or harming yourself, that's a whole different ballgame. But someone that you can let your guard down and be like, you know what? I'm going through this right now. Can I be frank with you? I'm feeling like this. You know, you running out of, you know, what can I do? What kind of suggestions or, you know, what's going on in my book? How is this making it for me? Just saying, how would I like it to make it for me? How would I like this to be about me? How is I am I as a person? What kind of relationship am I looking for? A healthy relationship is give and take. It's a balance. Sometimes you like if you're giving so much and you're not getting some back, because you know what? We're balls of energy. And because we're balls of energy, it has to flow. When it stops at one thing and it's just, you know, you burn out. That's what they mean about burnout. That is burnout, because you've been giving. You burn out. That's you. You got to also let the energy flow back and forth. And it needs to be of the same voltage. Sometimes somebody can give energy and it'll be like this. Your energy. That is very important. When you're at your most darkest hour, who do you call to? Who do you talk to? You know, they used to joke about ride or die girls. There are still some of those ride or die girlfriends and friends out there that would ride with you through the darkness of the storm, being able to talk, being able to function, being able to work. It is really important to understand that. What your decision should not affect somebody else. This is my opinion. This is how I'm living my life. And we're all not going to live the life the same way. We're all not going to have the same you the same way. Even if we're born in the same neighborhoods, in the same family, and the same difference, the same culture, some of us are going to deviate and have different opinions, and that's okay. We're not going to talk down to you, make you feel bad, and think you're out there, because there are certain views like, you know what? Long as you're not hurting another person or forcing another person against their will, it should be fine. And there are things that you can force people to do against their will. Being able to be comfortable, being able to be yourself, being able to understand who yourself is very important. Not having to hide who you are. That is very critical. Don't hide who you are. Be yourself. And when you're yourself, you learn more, you grow more, you do more. Being able to talk about an occurrence, an accident, an incident is very important. Being able to sit down and be able to relax is very important, because you're like this all day. You have to sit like this. You'd be like that. You know why you're like that? Because you're on guard all the time. Why are you on guard all the time? Who are you able to be natural with? Why? Why do you need to be on guard? Like I said, this world is made up of many things we beyond recognition. But when you learn your place and yourself, and you can build your own tribe. Now, we say you need to be with blood, but sometimes all kinfolk ain't, is not, all kinfolk is not kinfolk. There's some kinfolk that are in their own spiral of learning and growing. And we got to give that to them, because they're learning and growing. And then there's some that don't want to learn and grow. And we got to be okay with that, because that's where they're at. And where they're at is none of our business. What they're doing is none of our business. If it impedes on you, then that's your business. Do you speak about it? Yes. Now, are you fighting? No. If you can't talk about it and it's got to be combative, walk away. What you do, write a letter. What you do, think about it. What you do, talk to the universe. What you do, talk to God. What you do, talk, go in nature. What you do, put yourself in water. What you do, take a bath. Get rid of all those icky feelings of dealing with these toxic people in these relationships, and learn to cultivate healthy relationship. A relationship that you support each other. A relationship where there is actual bonding. A relationship where it's growing. That it's an understanding. It's a relationship where you are able to be yourself. You don't have to hide who you truly are. This is a relationship. This is a healthy relationship. What you do, how you do it, is your business. You are you. And how you express yourself is you. Now, shouting, screaming, hitting, biting, cutting, all that stuff, That's not good either. Trust me, I've been there. Everything is not happy-go-lucky, but you have the right to express yourself. You have a right to being angry, but I want you to look at why you're angry. And that's something we'll talk about in the next segment. So I wanted to clear this about, you know, toxic. What does a healthy relationship look like? What does a healthy relationship feel like? What does it feel like? Does it feel good? Does it have an understanding? Can it help you? Healthy relationship, yes, they help, they bond, they build. They help you become strong, and you help each other become strong, because you're building. Got to start off with a strong foundation. Strong foundation is clear communication. Another strong foundation is understanding. Another foundation is giving and taking and receiving. Another foundation is giving thanks. Another foundation is actually receiving. That's healthy. There are some people that are conditioned just to give, and not give back. And then they wonder why they're broken down. Well, we will continue. Again, these are some things that I'm making a point that will help you in your walk with understanding yourself and self-manifestation. So we'll continue these and you'll see how they're related to the book and why you really want to get Manifestation Workbook by Dr. Cicely D'Angelo. So it's being revised. We're doing this. And by the end of the series, you'll understand why. So if you have any questions, you like what I'm saying, push the button down at the bottom. Subscribe and like and make comments. I love to hear from you. I hope that you have lifelong longevity and much light. I am Dr. D from 963B4U Media. Bye-bye.